CyberWorks Podcast. Learn anytime, anyplace.
Welcome to the next edition of the CyberWorks e-learning podcast series. My name is Mary Kay Laferno, and I'm the marketing director here at CyberWorks, and I'm your host today. CyberWorks specializes in custom e-learning solutions, learning management systems, and custom e-learning development for corporations, governments, and nonprofits. In this edition, we are going to be talking with Dana Fine, Senior Instructional Designer and Implementation Consultant here at CyberWorks. She recently wrote an article on developing interfaces that exchange data with the learning management system, and I thought we could get some tips on the subject. Hi, Dana. How's it going?
It's great. How are you?
I'm doing great. All right, let's get to it. Companies often need an interface between one of their internal systems and, say, a learning management system. So, for example, they may need an interface with SAP to connect with their learning management system. Without getting too much into your article, because I know you want people to read it, what are some of the considerations an e-learning project manager or implementation manager should keep in mind when they're doing something like this?
Well, you need to know the reasons for exchanging the data between the learning management system and the human resources system, whatever system that may be. The reasons affect the implementation of the interface. You need to know, does the company personnel change on a regular or irregular basis? Do you need to update that information on a regular basis? Is there high turnover or low turnover? Is there a need for keeping track of training for legal reasons, for promotions, for layoffs? Do you need to keep track of inactive employees, employees who are on leave of absence, employees that may have been laid off, fired, quit, or died? You also need to understand for that company what their company login standards are. So if they're used to a single sign-on, you want to keep it that way, so they go into one system, sign on, and then have links to all the other systems that they may need to use. There's also a question, as I indicated earlier, of how often these updates may need to occur. Does it need to be real time? Can it be just weekly or monthly? Are the updates for training affecting whether an employee can perform their job that day?
Okay, well, that sounds good. Is there anything else you'd like to share?
Well, once you know the reasons for the exchange of data, you need to determine what data you want to store either in the LMS or from the LMS in your human resources system. Do you need to store all the demographic data with the student on the LMS as well as on the human resources system? Can you make it only a subset of that data?
Sure.
There are security issues concerning personally identifiable information. But you should read more in my article.
Well, Dana, people should absolutely download your article and read it. It's located in the CyberWorks Media Center under the e-learning articles section. Dana, I know you're busy, so I'll let you go. This is great information. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to our podcast today about designing interfaces for data exchange with a learning management system with Dana Fine, Senior Instructional Designer and Implementation Consultant here at CyberWorks on our e-learning podcast series. Have a great day.
CyberWorks Podcast. Learn anytime, anyplace.